Origin Decider Day. What a day it is. And look who's joining us straight out of the news. The greatest rugby league player of all time. More Origins, more Origin points, more games of NRL.
Than anyone.
I love the bloke. Cam Smith, good morning. Welcome to the Big Breakfast.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for ringing. I'm too Martin's nervous. So you excited. Asked the first question.
Cam, how are you?
I love
how
your dad,
you?
Cam.
I'm good.
Margo,
yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. Good, mate. Queensland, you're up here. Obviously, you've launched your new book. You've just come off the back of the season. Congratulations on the premiership. We hear Hectic Cheese is still celebrating.
I wouldn't be surprised if he still was celebrating. He was one of the handful of guys that put on a really good performance, not only in the 80 minutes down in Sydney, but the following 3 days on the Sunshine Coast, guys. So, he's a larrikin. He's a top fella. But I think he just really wanted to make the most of what was his first premiership win.
Cam, I've got to ask, is he the Hectic Cheese? Is he the loosest unit you've seen in a post-win celebration?
Oh, Munster.
You know what? It's probably scary to say, probably not.
Who'd you put up there?
I've been around the game a long time, and I've seen some loose humans. When it comes to celebrating wins and particularly grand finals, but Brandon's certainly he'd be up at the top of the tree, no doubt about it. He'd be top five for sure.
Now, Cam, you're a 37-year-old father of three. Now, as the cheese is a 21-year-old, I don't expect you and he are going to hang around a lot when your careers are both over. Who will be your greatest friend or your top three friends, footy friends, from the game?
Well, obviously, Billy Slater. He and I have a lot in common, being born on the same day in the same year.
That helps.
Pretty much all of our footy career together, including when we joined the Norse Devils up here way back in 2001. Jonathan Thurston, another one. And I'm talking about these guys that are the same age as me, and I've played a lot of football. JT, I played against JT when we were only 10 years of age. So our sort of story goes back a long way. But I think the great thing about rugby league, and which is why we all start playing sports as kids, is that it's all about friendships and all about relationships that you build along the way. And, you know, I've got a great relationship with Cozza, as Margot would know. Yeah. You know, I've known Cozza since I was 8 years of age. We played at Logan Brothers together. His men lived about 200 metres from me. In my childhood home in Marsden. So, you know, we have a lot in common as well, and we've shared a lot of great memories throughout our footy career.
So all the highlights, and you also still remember those Logan Brothers days?
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, you've got to remember where it all started, and a lot of people, it's easy to think about, you know, the highlights and the times you're on TV, but you got to remember where it all started and how your journey began. And, you know, for me, it was as a six-year-old down at what Logan Brothers was called Brother St. Paul's then. That's where I first, you know, fell in love with the game of rugby league and met people like Cozza and a lot of wonderful people along the way that helped me get to where I am today.
Cam, there's been a lot of moments, a lot of highlights for you throughout your career. It's not something that you could easily ever get sick of. The feeling would always be as immense, you know, if you'd previously done it, like winning all those premierships. What's the one moment that stands out for you as the greatest, and what is the one lost one lost opportunity that you never had in your career?
It's hard to single one out, Margo, because I've been lucky enough and very fortunate enough to be to have experienced a lot of great moments. I think, you know, winning this year's premiership was pretty special, given just given the circumstances and the situation that we're all in this year and what we had to go through to not only continue playing in the competition, but to you know, get to the finals and then win the grand final. That was great. Being able to win the World Cup in 2013, and Corey was a part of that, and he'd attest to, you know, the wonderful feeling that we had when we won the World Cup in England against New Zealand.
2013, was that?
Yeah, 2013. But also, I've had some just unbelievable moments in the State of Origin arena tonight, as well. And it's, you know, quite ironic that, you know, we're talking about that on a day which is, yeah, just a huge occasion for Queensland and the Maroons. You know, these young guys that get the opportunity to go out tonight in front of what's going to be a huge crowd. You know, it's wonderful that, you know, we're going to have a packed house at Suncorp, the largest sporting crowd all season. And they get an opportunity to go out and write their own history, which I was very fortunate enough to do a lot of times on that very same turf and make some great memories.
Hey, what will you do tonight? Will you be watching it at home on the telly with the kids, or do you go to Suncorp?
Well, I'm going to go and watch. I've actually been invited to come and do some official work.
Oh, in the dressing room, firing them up?
No, I'm not doing that. Just with the broadcast team, pre and post match. So that'll be exciting. But yeah, just being able to go and be a spectator at the ground where I've been lucky enough to have a lot of success at, not only you know, playing in the NRL, but also, you know, with my beloved Maroon jersey. And I
How does that feel like, Cam? Because I sat with Corey and watched when JT retired in that third game of Origin. I think it was in 2017. And it was a really surreal feeling for him because he'd never sat in a stadium and watched a game of footy, let alone his, you know, former teammates. What is that feeling like for you? Have you had an opportunity to do that yet?
He hasn't retired, let's remember.
No, but he retired from Origin last year. And did you sit and watch an Origin last year at a stadium? Or is this your first time?
No, well, I've watched a few. I've watched the game in Melbourne when the boys played at the MCG. I actually went over to the Perth game and watched that one as well. So this is going to be obviously something else, playing the boys playing at Queensland and being a spectator this time. And I've got to be honest, I'm a terrible spectator, guys. I jump up and down and I'm on the end of my seat and I can't sit still and.
Field.
But, you know, that's no, I won't be doing that. No, that's the beauty of rugby league, the beauty of sport. It's what gets us up and down, and the emotions going, and the thrill of watching your team going out there and playing, and hopefully playing well tonight and getting a victory. That's what we all love about the game.
And would you prefer to go to a club that Mal Meninga's involved with or Kevin Walters? All right, I'll try.
Well, you know what? I might first decide whether I'd like to play next year, and then I'll go from there.
Now, listen,
Sorry, Margot, what was that?
I said, are you any closer to a decision on that, Cam? We obviously know that you're still living here in Queensland. Your kids have been going to school. You were in the bubble up on the Sunshine Coast. What deters that decision making for you?
Well, it's really about, and I think I spoke about this at my book launch on Monday and throughout the season when I was asked about it. You know, a lot of people just say, "Well, mate, it looks like you're enjoying it and you're playing well, and you know your performances have been great this year." Yeah, for me, it's a little bit more than just that. And as you'd know, as a partner of a former player, Margot, that there's so much more commitment than that people don't realise, and so much there's so much sacrifice that that you make to play rugby league, and I'm not just talking about the players; it's the families of the players as well that sacrifice a whole heap. And for me, I think at my age now, with my children now getting a little bit older, my eldest, she's 12 and she'll be 13 at the start of next year. They're the things I need to consider most. Is am I willing to sacrifice the time away from my family and the things that I'm going to miss out on to play another season of footy? So that's what's ahead of me over the next couple of weeks. It's you know, we've only just come off a premiership and I've just tried to enjoy
still in the belly.
Achieve this year, and the fire's still in the belly a little bit. And you know, this week's been this last sort of 2 weeks has been quite busy with the book and launching that, and you know, trying to get that underway. So over the next couple of weeks, when I'm doing my rounds around Queensland, out doing my book signing.
Don't do it, Cam.
Me an opportunity to think about next year.
We don't want you to quit. Keep playing forever.
Cam, on behalf of Queensland, can we say thank you? Can I personally say I love you?
Marto has been relatively quiet this interview.
Marto is one of the highlights of my time on radio. I love your father. You can ask him that. I've had him in a headlock a few times. But, mate, your book signing. There is only one book you need to buy for this Christmas, and it is Cam Smith's book. He's signing it today at Dimmick's Bookstore in Queen Street Mall. Oh, sorry, on Friday at midday, but it's everywhere. The Storm Within. Everyone buy it. We love you, Cam.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.